This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not all that long ago, downtown Los Angeles, while not exactly a place where they rolled up the sidewalks at night, wasn't exactly hopping either. Now, though, and many billions of dollars later, there are things to do here after dark, and a lot of them happen at a place called LA Live. Restaurants, bars, the Microsoft Theater, home to the Emmy Awards, hotels and Staples Center, home to the Lakers and the Clippers and the LA Kings hockey team. There is a lot going on. It's about a mile, give or take, down Figueroa Street from Marketplace World Headquarters. So the other day, we went for a walk and talk with Dan Beckerman. He is the CEO of the Anschutz Entertainment Group, AEG as it's known, which owns the place and all or part of its tenants' sports teams, too, and which has arguably single-handedly revitalized this part of downtown L.A. The company has done the same thing worldwide. It's got a couple of hundred entertainment and sports properties, including the Staples Center, which is where we started our walk-in and our talking with what the place was like before all the building started.
It was 1998. We broke ground on Staples Center. This was not the best part of the city.
Yeah.
I think back then, downtown LA was just known as the financial center.
Right.
And when you look around today and you see these buildings popping up all around us, it's become so much more than that. It's still the business center and the financial center, but it's also the sports and entertainment center. It's the culinary center. It's the cultural center in a lot of different ways.
More to the point, it's a place where people come at night.
Absolutely. I mean, and a lot of that development, I mean, it's no secret. We've poured billions of dollars into downtown Los Angeles, but we also focus on what we're good at. So we are not residential developers. We're not retail developers. So what we see in a lot of these projects, not just here in downtown L.A., but other projects, is other developers coming in and putting their capital in and building these other pieces of it. And that's kind of a rewarding part of it. And we focus on our core.
In a way, you were betting on the come, right?
Well, we make bets in big cities, obviously, but it's not just about what cities you go into. It's about places in the city that need economic redevelopment. So we come into downtown Los Angeles, we go into East London, we go into East Berlin. So we believe in the big markets, but it's as much about where in the market as opposed to just the market itself.
As we walk here, can we talk timing for a second?
Because
2007 and 2008 was no time at all in this economy to be opening some giant bazillion-dollar investment.
Yeah, the downturn was certainly a factor, especially, you know, with the hotel development.
Yeah.
And I don't think that any business in the world is recession-proof.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the lesson that we learned coming out of 2007, 8, and 9 is that our business, not just here in downtown L.A., but really internationally in a lot of ways, is recession-resistant.
Huh.
And I think it's because of the markets that we're in, the nature of sports and entertainment, and that we have great assets, whether it's the O2 in London or Staples Center or the Kings or the Lakers or the Galaxy.
It's another big boomy space.
We'll come back to the recession in a second.
So this is the tunnel.
So this is the underground tunnel. So this was not built when Staples Center opened.
Yeah.
And the Microsoft Theater, you know, Staples Center across the street, 20,000 seats. Microsoft Theater, 7,000 seats. So when we were building LA Live, we wanted to be able to capitalize on a lot of the infrastructure that we had at Staples Center. We have a whole bunch of staff locker rooms and a huge commissary for our concessionaire.
Right.
And we have all of these back-of-the-house services. So we thought, well, do we need to build all of that again with this new 7,000-seat venue across the street? Or is there somewhere where we can connect these and leverage the infrastructure that we had?
And here we are.
So we built this tunnel, which enables us, you come in here on any given Friday or Saturday when we have events going at both the theater and Staples Center.
And when there's a gazillion people up in the plaza up
right above us.
Yeah.
There are thousands of people there.
Yeah.
This is a buzzing corridor with people and staff and food and beverage going underneath.
Man, this is gritty down here. You weren't kidding back of the house.
Honestly, these places are where I'm most comfortable.
Huh.
This is home sweet home.
Part,
it may look
a
little bit gritty.
No,
but
it's good. You got the beer kegs stacked up, and you got the food trolleys going by.
We got a game tonight.
Oh, look at this. Okay, I know where we are now.
So this is the corner of the floor. We have the Clippers tonight, so any moment now we'll have the visiting team probably doing their shoot-around.
Yeah.
So this is the time of the season where we'll do 240 events a year, and this is the season where a lot of them happen. There's a lot of compression in the schedule.
So we're standing literally on the corner of the basketball court, as you can probably hear over there. Why did LA need this campus? Why do we need it?
Well, it's funny when you think back in 1997 when I started. We were back at the Forum in Inglewood.
Not in Inglewood.
All of the venues in the market were really old. They were all built in the 60s and the 70s. So there was a real hole in the market for a state of the art venue. You look at the markets around the country. Every market had a state of the art venue, and some a lot lesser markets than Los Angeles. Yeah. So I think that was where the vision for AEG started, was with the acquisition of the LA Kings back in 1995. And this vision to build an arena in downtown Los Angeles.
What's your nightmare then, right? I mean, what keeps you up at night? Because here you are running a global company with global brands. What are you worried about?
Well, I think about macro things. I think about micro things. Yeah. Now we're 28,000 employees, over 200 venues all over the world. So on any given moment, right now there's an event going on somewhere within AEG.
Wow.
So with all of those events going on, I think a lot about safety and security. You know, it's an extremely high priority. On the macro side, again, I think about the economy.
What do you think about the economy? Because here we are, you know, it's the expansion is long in the tooth, and you run a company that depends a lot on discretionary income.
Mm-hmm.
What's your economic stress level?
Well, like we were talking about earlier, in 2008, I think one of the lessons learned is that in many ways we are recession resistant, not recession proof, but still we're investing a lot of capital. We're investing. So we have to be careful and selective with the risks that we take and the projects that we take on. We're always going to be a growing company. Our company has grown every year. We've set records in revenue and growth in the last 6 years. And with the economy, we have to be careful, but there's also opportunity that comes with some of the economic distress.
AEG owns or operates the Kings, the LA Galaxy, in Major League Soccer. Also has a slice of the Lakers. You got a favorite?
I love all my children the same. I love them all the same.
There,
I'll tell you, there's a lot. I am passionate, and our fans know. They see me at every game. They know that I'm as passionate as they are about the teams. And I do. I love the teams. It's also, we have a vested interest in making sure that our teams are successful. So in addition to it being rewarding for us to be at the games and watch us win, it's also good for our business when we're successful. So I do love them all.
I still think he's got a favorite. I'm just saying. Dan Beckerman there, the president and CEO of AEG, standing on the floor at Staples Center. You know what really, really helps Dan's business model? More fannies and more seats is what. So we took a look at ticket sales at Staples, the cost of a seat for a Laker game and a Clippers game. Check it out, marketplace.org.